Thank you, Ian. After that feature, there is a mixed news for nature lovers as funds are won for to spruce up parks, a nature spot is revamped, whilst at the same time a beauty spot is plagued by rubbish and Marriott's Way attracts vandals. But first, we'll hear of a hedgehog crisis. The unusually hot, dry summer has left Norfolk's hedgehog population in a crisis. Marion Grimes from the Hedgehog Haven in North Walsham has urged people with gardens to leave out food and water in shallow bowls for the spiny mammals in an effort to stop them dying of thirst. Miss Grimes said, because hedgehogs were nocturnal, if one was seen active during the day, it was usually because something was wrong or they were desperate for food. She said, we desperately need people to put out food and water because of these dry conditions. Estimates say there could be between 200 and 250,000 hedgehogs living in gardens and other urban spaces, out of a total population of 879,000, as given by the Mammal Society in 2018. But populations in rural areas remain low, and the largest declines in numbers have been seen in the eastern half of England. Despite this, the eastern half of Norfolk and part of Suffolk have among the highest densities of hedgehogs in Britain.
Parks and green spaces across Norwich and Great Yarmouth are set to be spruced up after the two areas qualified to receive £85k in government funds. The two councils were selected to receive levelling up parks funding through a process which looked at the levels of deprivation and access to green spaces in each local authority. The councils will now need to opt in to the funding and submit a project proposal in the autumn outlining how they will use the money. Within 85,000 grant, some 66,000 is to be used for the planning and creation of improvement of a park, with the remaining 19,000 to be used for a tree uplift, covering the price of planting trees and related costs.
A beautiful trail through the city has been updated to create a better experience for Norwich's nature lovers. The Yare Valley Walk, located in Eaton Street, and its surroundings attract a diverse range of outstanding wildlife. A variety of birds, bees, butterflies and other insects make regular appearances throughout the year, providing a haven for spotting urban wildlife. Now, thanks to £47,000 investment from the Greater Norwich Growth Board, the scenic site is more accessible than ever. A new information board with a map of the route and surrounding area has also been added to help guide visitors around the site.
An idyllic countryside spot next to the River Wensum has been ruined by littering louts dumping piles of rubbish. The area where the River Tud meets the Wensum is home to lush greenery and various wildlife, but it has become a hotspot for yobs fly-tipping their rubbish, with concerned locals claiming it is ruining the picturesque views. Among the debris strewn in the area were plastic bottles, food packaging, a Bell scooter and a microwave, which has been stuffed with a waste and set on fire. A spokesman for Norwich City Council said, "Our team works hard to help keep Norwich clean, but we need everyone's else to play their part too, making sure they put their rubbish in the bins provided or by taking it home."
A picturesque spot on the outskirts of the city has been trashed by mindless vandals. The usually tranquil space in Marriott's Way, located just after Pendlesham Rise by the Tesco Express, has been subject to loutish behaviour. It comes after fencing along the nearby Marriott's Way footpath on the edge of Taverham was damaged. Stephen Clare, who regularly takes his 12-year-old daughter for a bike ride through the area, said the issue is getting worse. The 50-year-old from Radcliffe Road said, "There's been lots of rubbish and broken glass scattered everywhere. I've also noticed that a community bench has been vandalised. The seats have been ripped out and thrown somewhere." Another neighbour in the area, 58-year-old retiree Gerald Harvey, said, "It's a nice scenic place. I walk my dog and occasionally sit to relax. You can watch different wildlife hopping around the pond. But people will throw items like bicycles, signs, and I've even seen a lawnmower in there. It's so disappointing because people take a lot of time and effort in making the area nice.
Well, we have now reached the end of part one. Mike and Pauline will follow on now with part two with more news, a second feature and an information desk. So Mike and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.